folks. This is Dick. I'm in France, in the south of France, in Provence, soaking up sun and wine and great food. Wonderfully cool here and just delightful. But I've been following events in Washington, and I wanted to give you a kind of summary of what I'm thinking today. I'm focusing on Obama's tax audit strategy. And I'm wondering, did the IRS scandal begin when the Obama administration aggressively tried to deny tax-exempt status to pro-Israel groups which funded settlements on the West Bank in defiance of its wishes? The IRS seems to have used tax audits to try to cripple these Jewish groups. When Citizens United decision came down, did Obama turn the guns he focused on conservative Jewish groups to fire on Republican political organizations? The Washington Free Beacon reports that the idea of using the IRS to undermine Jewish settlement activities surfaced barely 2 months after Obama took office. On March 26, 2009, the Washington Post questioned the tax-exempt status of Jewish groups. The next day, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, ADC, asked the IRS to investigate groups raising funds for the development of illegal settlements in the West Bank. President Obama enjoyed good relations with the ADC and in fact sent a video to its annual conference just to say hi. Meanwhile, Arab pressure to audit the settlement groups escalated, and in October 2009, a cable revealed by WikiLeaks recounted a meeting between the chief negotiator for the Palestinian Authority, Ahmed Karari, and U.S. Counsel General Daniel Rubenstein. The cable noted that Karari gave Rubenstein a copy of an article in an Israeli daily newspaper entitled American Nonprofit Organization Raises Funds for Settlement, and asked the U.S. to review the situation with an eye toward eliminating the organization's tax-exempt status if they're funding settlement activity. And the next week, J Street, a pro-Palestinian lobbying group, also demanded an investigation into U.S. charities that contribute to settlements. Hai Yovel, a Jewish organization which sends volunteers to work in West Bank vineyards, was the first group audited 6 months after its role was prominently featured in a New York Times story. The article had quoted an unnamed senior State Department administration official, probably be Hillary, calling such groups a problem and unhelpful to the efforts we're trying to make. On the record, Daniel Kurtzer, a senior Mideast advisor, said the groups were driving us crazy. So the head of Yovel said, we were the first group mentioned in the Times story, and the IRS focused on us. It was the first of the pro-settlement groups to experience the IRS audits, and then one after another, all of the others were. That's when the Citizens United decision came down, outraging the Obama administration. The IRS had already begun to use the agency's power to audit and intimidate Jewish groups promoting West Bank settlements. The idea of using the same MO to go after tax-exempt groups that sprung up in the wake of the court's decision likely was another fruit of the same tree. Was the president personally involved? The 36 visits to the White House, apparently the other visits of the 157 were to the old executive office building, made by acting IRS Director Douglas Shulman, which included four personal one-on-one meetings with the president, almost unheard of for an administration official of his rank, over a two-year period, bear further scrutiny. By comparison, the Bush 43 IRS director visited the White House only once for a public ceremony. Shulman's meetings with the White House staff likely focused on the IRS's role in administrating Obamacare, but the chances that the audit of conservatives group was discussed cannot be ruled out, especially in view of the work of Shulman's wife, Susan L. Anderson. Susan Anderson works for Public Campaign, an organization, quote, dedicated to sweeping campaign reform that aims to directly reduce the role of special interests in American politics, and is funded by groups like MoveOn.org, SIEU, and the AFL. Anderson, that's Shulman's wife, supported the Occupy Wall Street campaign, appears to have occupied the IRS through her husband, not just Occupy Wall Street. According to Breitbart.com, Anderson's tweets indicate that she worked for Obama and had an obsession with cutting Karl Rove's Crossroads Group down to size. On June 20th, 2012, for example, she tweeted, "Karl Rove crosswords, get money out." She appealed to opponents to come to a demonstration to, quote, "confront Karl Rove plus American car crossroads, rebuild the American dream." So here's the deal. While Shulman's wife was going crazy about Karl Rove and tax-exempt groups under Citizens United, Shulman, as head of the IRS, was auditing them and targeting them and trying to put them out of business. Neat little cottage industry they had together. And in view of Anderson's commitment to undermining these groups and Shulman's visit to the White House, we're entitled to ask what went on in those meetings and was the president involved. This really all merits further congressional scrutiny. Who knows where it might lead? So I'll call you back tomorrow and each day that I'm not in Philadelphia to do the show, and I'll see you live on Monday, June 10th, when I'm back. Thanks a lot.